You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It is Friday, and that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. By the time Friday gets here, I'm ready for a week of Fridays most of the time. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We pray that you are going to have a victorious day, and pray that God uses you for your glory, or for His glory. Want to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God this coming Sunday. We would love to have you come and visit, be a part of what God is doing. We are a church that exists to be a blessing. If you're looking for Disney World, we're not Disney World. We're going to come together. We're going to worship Jesus. We're going to pray for one another. We're going to preach the word. And our goal is to leave that building, leave our sanctuary, to enter into our mission field, and we're going to be a blessing and see Jesus impact the families of the earth. And so would like to invite you out. We do Sunday school at 9:30. We do worship and the preaching and the ministry of the word and praying for needs. We do that at 10:30. And so we'd like to invite you out. I'd be honored if you chose to worship with us. I also want to let you know I will be preaching a revival service in Geneva, Florida. It's Geneva Community Church of God. There's revival services tonight at 7 p.m. There, Pastor Tim Finlayson from Brevard Worship Center is going to be preaching tonight at 7. I'll be preaching tomorrow night at 7, and then Sheba Miracle Parson will be ministering Sunday morning at 10:30. The address for Geneva Church Community Church of God is 695 Cochran Road, Geneva, Florida, 32732. The nighttime services start at 7 p.m. I'll be ministering tomorrow night, and please be praying for us that there would be transformed lives as we minister the word of God. And so then I'll be back in the back at Merritt Assembly of God bright and early Sunday morning, and hopefully we will be able to see you at one of those services. So according to the directions I've got, it's on State Road 46. You go west from I-95, 17 miles, and it is right on the corner of Highway 46 and Cochran Road. So pray for us that the Spirit of God has His way on those services that night. So thank you to Dennis and Carla for, you know, not only being business people here in Brevard County, but for all they do for the kingdom of God. So we are in the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 6. And I'm going to read verses 14 through 18 today. It says, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Take the helmet of salvation. So salvation is something that not only has benefit to our spiritual well-being, but it also is meant to impact our thinking. Our brain is the command center that makes muscles move. It causes us to be able to move our limbs, and we don't want that communication system to be negatively impacted. So salvation has impact on the way that we think. And so if you got up this morning and maybe you dreamed something, I can tell you I had a dream last night. It was weird. I tell people, I preached a message one time about dreams, and it's like, was that dream God or was it the pizza? Well, actually last night I did have a piece of leftover pizza, but there was this just bizarre dream that I had. It wasn't a God dream or anything like that. It was a pizza dream, and just creepy. Not in a spiritually creepy way. It just dealt with bugs, and if you have a dream like that, sometimes you can get up and wake up mad at the world. When you went to bed, you weren't mad at the world. It was just something weird that happened in your night. If we can change the way that we think, if salvation can cause us to think about the things we are supposed to think about, it will change the way that we live. And so I want to take you to Romans chapter 12, and it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, this is verse 1, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service or your spiritual worship, depending on which translation you have. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the helmet of salvation causes us to think about not conforming to the systems of this world, but instead it is about transforming and the renewing of our mind so that we think like Christ thinks. We think the way that God created us to think. And I can tell you that not everybody's brain works the same way. When you and I realize that people may think differently, people may learn differently, it will really help your relationships. So I forget, there was something that happened in the past couple of weeks. I don't remember exactly what it was, but a person that I know used a word, and they used it with one particular meaning, and which was accurate, but the person that they were speaking to, and I don't remember exactly the settings or the words, but the person that they were speaking to interpreted the word in a different manner, and it was also a legitimate way, meaning of the word. And so there was some miscommunication because neither one of the individuals involved realized that the person that they were communicating with thought differently than what they did. Wasn't intentional, wasn't malicious. It just led to a miscommunication, which had to be clarified. So we need God to impact the way that we think. It is something that will impact us when we come to praying. And so if a person is going through a crisis, that can impact the way that they think, the way that they think about God, the way that they think about circumstances, the way that they think about the Word of God. There's a lot of different thinking that can go on. And so the Bible tells us that, well, I have this statement written down. Sin does brain damage to us. And what I mean by that is Romans chapter 1 talks about people who did not choose, or they intentionally chose not to retain the knowledge of God. And as a result of that, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. So sin caused them, due to the absence and the rejection of God the core of their being, it caused them to think in an unholy and unhealthy manner. So we need God to impact the way that we think. The helmet of salvation causes us to enter spiritually dangerous environments, not just simply for the risk's sake, but so that not only will we be saved, but that others will be saved as well. So if you turn over to the book of Philippians, you will discover in chapter 4 that there are some biblical instructions on how we are to think. The helmet of salvation should cause the children of God to think on whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate or think on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So if we are thinking the way that God wants us to think, if we have taken up the helmet of salvation and saying, God, my problems do not get to dictate the things that I'm going to think about. You do. And so you're going to have tremendous peace in that situation. I remember watching a situation. It wasn't me or my wife, but I remember watching a family, and there was some news that came to them. And in that moment of crisis, the person who was normally very even keeled, all of a sudden their personality changed, and they were not thinking the way that they normally thought. There was another person who most of the time they were kind of a fly off the handle type person, but in that moment of crisis, they became very level-headed. I thought this is very unusual. And after 24 hours, the person who normally thought very consistently, they returned to thinking very consistently. And the person who usually flew off the handle, but, you know, had been very level-headed when the crisis first emerged, all of a sudden they returned to flying off the handle. So we need to develop consistent, godly, healthy thought patterns. So as you are praying, make sure you pray, God, would you change the way that I think into a thinking pattern that would be healthy and holy? One of the things that is a great temptation for people is that they think because of things that bad things that they've experienced in their life, they think ungodly thoughts about God. And so you will see this. Well, why does God allow, you know, bad things to happen in this world? And realizing that God did not create the bad things that are going on. A lot of times the enemy brings painful and unpleasant things into our life. A lot of times we bring it upon ourselves. So the way that we get around many times pointing the finger of blame at ourselves is pointing the finger of blame at God. So right now we live in a society that wants God not to be involved in society at all, unless there's a crisis, and then we want to, you know, blame him for the crisis because we've ignored him and ignored his word, ignored his standards and all of that. And so there's an unbiblical thought process about God, and that's not going to bring about the results. We need the helmet of salvation so that we understand that God does not abandon us if we're saved, if we've asked him to forgive us of our sins and be the Lord of our life. He doesn't abandon us during a crisis. He sustains us. He carries us through that crisis. So we need to the helmet of salvation to think appropriately about God. We need the helmet of salvation so that we think accurately about the enemy and his motives. I hear some crazy thoughts about an eternity in hell is going to be a lot more fun than an eternity in heaven. No, that's not scriptural. Well, think about all of the things that we're going to be able to do. You are not going to be able in hell, people who go to hell and then into the lake of fire permanently, they are not even able to meet the most minor, insignificant issue. If you read about the man, the rich man, who died and ended up in hell, you would find that he could not even provide for himself a single drop of water. And it's not the flames. It is not the inability. It is the absence of God that causes the lake of fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels, to be so miserable. You and I were created for the presence of God, and existing out of the presence of God is something that is miserable. And so you need to realize the enemy is not your friend. The enemy is just that, your enemy. He wants to steal. He wants to deceive. He wants to kill. He wants to destroy. We need the helmet of salvation so that we don't think about ourselves more highly than we ought. We don't think about others more highly than we ought, but we think in a healthy manner about ourselves. And so you and I've got to face the problems head on. So every 3 months I go in and have my lab work done. And I had this one particular ingredient and element of the blood work, and that number wasn't in a line, and it stayed pretty consistent. And then it started, the more birthdays that I had, that number continued to increase, and the doctor would give me the same spiel every time I went in. And, you know, he said, well, first of all, you got to quit drinking. And I said, well, I don't drink. And I gave up drinking sodas. I hardly ever have one of those. I started drinking instead of sweet tea, which I grew up on. It may have been what was in my baby bottle. I'm not sure. I just drank sweet tea from as early as I can remember. Gave that up to drink either half and half tea or even unsweet tea or minimally sweetened tea. He said, well, okay, if you don't drink and you've cut those out, well, you got to cut out the breads. And I said, well, I hardly ever eat a piece of bread. I don't even eat hamburgers that much. He said, well, potatoes. And I said, look, I'm trying to lose weight, so I don't do the potatoes. And he goes down all of the list, and everything that he mentioned, I didn't really have much in. And I said, well, you know, and he said, well, you know, if you don't change this, we're going to have to put you on a medication. And I don't like medication. I'm thankful for medical advancements, but I want God to cause my body to function the way it's supposed to, as well as it can. And my problem was when he mentioned that you've got to cut back on your bread, that I did not think that flour tortillas were bread. It didn't enter my mind. But when I decided, okay, well, I'm just going to cut out carbs in general, for the most part. And so I started scraping, instead of putting food in a flour tortilla, I was taking food out of a flour tortilla, and my numbers went down, and now they're back into the normal range, because it took a change of thinking. Salvation will change the way that we think. We're running out of time here, so let me... we need to think redemptively about others. The helmet of salvation will cause us not only to want to be saved ourselves, not only want our family members saved, but it will cause us to think that there are 8 billion people on the planet, and God wants each and every one of them to know Him as Lord and Savior. And so we need to be about the Father's business. So at Merit Assembly of God, we don't just think about our own existence. We think redemptively about how we can empower others to reach other communities. And so thank God that we can change the way that we think. We need to think spiritually. A lot of people don't give much thinking to their spiritual well-being at all. There are a lot of people who think physically. They go to the gym, they work out, they do the best they can for themselves physically, but they don't think about spiritually. And then you've got Christians who think about themselves spiritually, but they don't think about the temple of the Holy Spirit that has been entrusted to them physically. And I will tell you, we need to take care of our body to the best of our ability. And so sometimes we need God to show up and give us the will to get ourselves in better shape. And also, I would say this, we need to think intellectually. I've got this book that was given to me earlier this year. It's not a big book, but it's taking me a long time to read it. But I keep pressing through because there's hardly a page that goes by in that book that it doesn't cause me to think about the things that are written there. And in a way, it's like, that's really amazing. That's really, really good. We need to think in an emotionally healthy manner. There are some people who go into self-destruct mode. If things start going too well, they just emotionally start thinking unhealthy thoughts. And all of a sudden, they're in self-destruct mode. We need to think biblically. The helmet of salvation will not cause you to think apart from God's word. It will cause you to meditate on the word of God, to think on the word of God. And also, we need to think eternally. We need to think about ministry. We need to think about how we're going to change people's eternity. If you can change the way that you think, you can change your actions. Until there is a change of mind and a change of heart, and the only way that can happen is if we put on the helmet of salvation and says, the helmet of salvation says this: not only do I want Jesus as my Savior, I want him as my Lord. I want to think about the Word of God. I want to think about the power of God. I want to think about what he's going to do in my circumstances so that I operate in a healthy and holy way. A lot of people focus on their happiness instead of focusing on holiness. Here's what I've experienced. If you focus on your happiness, you're going to be miserable, because happiness is fleeting. It comes and it goes with the circumstances. But if you focus on holiness, being right before God and acting and doing the things that he wants you to do, then you are going to be happy, because you're going to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of my rest." And so I pray today that you and I will put on the helmet of salvation. Lord Jesus, would today you not only be the God who saved us from our sins, but Lord, that you sustain us in our salvation. God, today may salvation impact the way that we think, so that we can live the way you want us to live. Live powerfully, live righteously, live so that others are drawn to Jesus Christ. Lord, today, thank you for the helmet of salvation. We'll see you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."